We are now joined by Jana Favero, Director of Advocacy and Campaigns at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, to discuss these questions. Good morning, Jana.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the program.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, first of all, I just mentioned there that 200 people are in alternative places of detention. What exactly is alternative places of detention? What do they look like?
Yes, it's a very good question. Alternative places of detention are anywhere that the government, the Minister of Home Affairs, can legally dictate becomes a place of detention. So at the moment, what that looks like is mainly hotels that are being used as alternative places of detention. So in Brisbane, Kangaroo Point is being used at a hotel, and also a hotel at Melbourne called Mantra, which are similar to hotel rooms or service departments. And because the government can call them alternative places of detention, they can hold refugees and people seeking asylum there. They're provided with bedrooms and food, but they're not allowed to leave. The men in Mantra, for example, are allowed to leave for 1 hour, but within the confined courtyard. So for all intensive purposes, it is a place of detention. People are trapped there. It's just not what is a more traditional detention facility, which is sort of behind wire fences, but it still is a place of detention.
Right. And we've seen two staff members working in alternative places of detention test positive for COVID-19. Can you tell us more about that and how it's impacting the people inside these centres?
Yeah, it really is of concern to medical colleges, human rights organisations, to the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre about conditions in alternative places of detention. The conditions are really cramped. There are people 2 to 3 in a room. They're sharing their meals. They have up to 70 staff, guards, cleaners coming in and out each day. So while the whole country has been told about the importance of physical distancing, it's impossible to physically distance in those conditions, which is why there's a real fear of an outbreak. So two staff members working in APODs, managed by Department of Home Affairs, have tested positive for COVID-19, one at Kangaroo Point in Brisbane in March, and another one last week at Mantra in Melbourne. And I think that it's only through pure luck that there haven't been more cases of COVID in these places of detention. And we really do fear that it will be an outbreak. And the men are scared. We're hearing for them asking, why does every other person in Australia have to observe physical distancing? But because if you're a refugee, you don't and you can't, and it's impossible for them to keep safe. So they are really worried. We've heard from Moz, who is one of the men who's detained at Mantra, who suffers from asthma, speaking about how afraid he is because he's in a vulnerable group, but there's nothing he can do to keep him safe and physically distanced because of the conditions that he is in. And as I mentioned, you know, the ASRC, along with other organisations, have been warning since earlier this year about the conditions and dangers in detention. The president of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, so the peak medical body that looks after physician, talked about being very concerned about the risk of an outbreak in an onshore detention centre, and that's from early April. Wow. So it's been months that we've been trying to raise this issue and have unfortunately not been getting anywhere. And even though they are in states, and the states are generally their chief medical officers looking after and putting each restrictions in, restrictions are localised because they've been deemed as alternative places of detention, it falls under federal jurisdiction.
Right. And what is the federal government doing to try and protect people in detention during the COVID-19?
It is really hard to know because there's absolutely no transparency over what happens in detention. And we can only go by what we're hearing from the men who are in detention, the photos that they're sharing with us, the conditions that they're talking about, which is why we're extremely concerned. The ABF, Australian Border Force Commissioner, did put out a statement early this week talking about conditions in detention, but it was very vague. It didn't give any specifics. And when you've got bodies like the Commonwealth Ombudsman and bodies, peak medical bodies, recommending that people are released from detention due to fear of COVID-19, I believe that we should be guided by doctor's orders. And doctor's orders are that detention is not a safe place for people, especially during a pandemic and the close conditions. So I'm taking the response and the guidelines from medical professionals during a pandemic, which is what everybody else is following. It just seems as there are complete double standards about the treatment of people in alternative places of detention and closed detention facilities as for the rest of Australia. So the government is complying, but it's very hard to know because there's no visibility of what's happening in detention, and we know that medical bodies are speaking out and saying that it's impossible to physically distance in a place where you're sharing a room with other people and you're eating meals in a common area.
It's definitely very concerning. Just quickly before you do go, this Sunday will be 7 years since former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced that people seeking asylum arriving by boat will never be settled in Australia. For people who are listening, who are passionate and want to be involved in the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, well, what can they do to take action on this issue?
Yeah, it's a really important anniversary. Unfortunately, it's an anniversary we wish we weren't celebrating. I mean, 7 years is a lifetime for people to be without freedom. So there are a couple of actions that we are taking. People can go to ASRC website, asrc.org.au, and find out exactly the actions that we are taking on the day. We also have a fact sheet which can direct people to follow people in detention, to hear directly from those detained and support their actions. And the main action is about lighting a candle and sharing that on social media on Sunday to stand in solidarity with the people who are in detention. But for more detail, please go to the ASRC website, where we'll be promoting the actions that are taking place to commemorate the unfortunate 7th anniversary of people being held in detention.
Thank you so much, Jana, for joining us and telling us all about it.
No, thank you for the time.